All right, our final speaker for this session is Martha Mamo. She will be presenting, you can see the title right there, Performance Task Activity for a Soil Fertility Course. Welcome.
Does that mean I have more than 5 minutes since I'm the last one?
If you would like, I guess you can run over
right.
Your time.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about the performance task activity for a soil fertility course at the University of Nebraska. Earlier, our graduate student presented about the structure of the course, so I won't go over that. But it is in a flip format where we have a 3 15-minute meeting time with the students, in a 2-hour recitation once a week. The average enrollment is about 65 students, and most of the students are agronomy majors, and they are junior seniors and with experience with some level of soil fertility management, and then most of them are connected to the farm or ranch. So the course itself is designed following the backward design, where we identify the desired outcomes, and that takes a significant amount to identify what is the outcomes that we want the students to be able to do or know. This is what we call enduring understanding. So I consult extension educators, industry, other people to really identify the desired outcomes. And then from the desired outcomes, of course, you want to have some evidence of whether or not the students have achieved the outcomes, and this is where the performance task activity, which is a culminating activity that aligns with the outcome, and then we also have the assessment like quizzes and exams as well. That is also the evidence that you want to collect. And then you're building the experiences to support the student learning and then being able to meet the learning outcomes. So the performance task activity is application of knowledge and skills. It's realistic, relevant, and contextual. And it's basically evidence for the students transferring what they have learned throughout the semester in this particular activity. It's still multifaceted. In other words, you're not testing for a particular part of the course. It encompasses everything they have learning in the course. And it's not close-ended, so there are open solutions, multiple solutions. The key part is they have to support their solution with evidence. And they gain ancillary skills, such as communication skills, writing, as well as oral presentation, teamwork, and we have them go through a decision matrix to be able to identify what are the right rate, right source, application placement, all that. They go through the process to identify what's best for the particular situation. And then they do peer review of each other's work. And so that's an additional skill they gain. The learning outcomes for the course is for the students to be able to formulate evidence-based nutrient management plan for a selected field, but also integrate the 4R principle. So about the performance task itself, it's assigned right at the beginning of the semester. It's semester long. The students actually, as a group of 3 or 4 students, select their own field. So that makes it contextual and relevant. They collect the information about the current management system, including the cropping system, the soil, the climate information, what kind of management is being done with respect to fertilizers. So they evaluate the current management system, and they use that information then to evaluate, interpret the information, and then come up or create new plans or modify the plans. And then they compare the current plan to their proposed plan. They compare the use efficiency of nutrients as well as economics. And then within their plan, new proposed plan, they have to identify ways to assess the performance of their new plan. So this is done across during the entire semester, and they work on pieces of the activities during the semester. So they turn in a piece of the part or a component of the activity, we review it, their peers also review it. So there is a constant feedback and forth between the instructor, the other students, and the TAs, as well as the students. And it culminates in a written report that is submitted. So that's the tangible part of the activity. And then a poster presentation, a public poster presentation at the end of the semester, which is not a small task in itself because the students have to select what is the relevant information I need to present during my poster presentation. So we have assessed the learners in terms of how helpful has this course been to your ability to complete the nutrient fertility management plan, which is one of our enduring outcome or learning outcome, and 95% or more say there it's helpful. And then we listed different components of the course that are used for learning and supporting students. And then down at the bottom, you could see soil fertility performance ranks as one of the top of the activities that they do that helps them achieve the learning outcome. So in summary, performance task activities are culminating assessment. It's tangible and relevant. It aligns with the outcome. It's a way for instructors to know whether or not students have achieved those outcomes, and it is highly valued by learners. Thank you.
All right, thank you all of our speakers. We are officially adjourned from this session. So thank you all for coming. And don't forget to hashtag ACS meeting if you learned anything cool. Thank you.